to Jesus wherever you are. Kodobo Shanda Bahaya. Re de Behe Shababaha Kosebre Kedea. Zandobo Shebre Kedea. Talk to Jesus for the next 120 seconds. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shedaba kodebe shebre kede. Ligo zo bahaya soka banda gaya. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning, give me a sure word that will bring transformation and empowerment in my life. With your hands lifted, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus. Koshabaha kado bohov sebrekede. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He has promised he will never fail. Someone help me. I will adore him. I will adore him. Lift your hands.
He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore.
Let that be your confession this morning.
He has promised. He will never fail.
I will hang on him. He has promised. His faithfulness is forevermore.
Let it be your confession this morning.
He will never fail me.
I will adore him.
He has promised.
He will never fail.
Hey,
his faithfulness.
Shadedabosadanaba.
Forevermore.
Your hands, if it was not the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it was not God who was on our side, give it. When man rose up against us, the wood has swallowed us up alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters will have overwhelmed us, then the flood waters will have gone over our soul. But blessed be the name of God who did not give our soul like a prey to be a thief. But our soul has escaped like a bear. For behold, we have escaped from the snare of the fowler. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands unto Jesus. Amen. Look beside you. Tell your neighbor you look far better than the last time I saw you. I greet you in the name of him who orders our steps and meets us with mercy. Praise the Lord. We are thankful unto God in the language of antiquity that he has allowed our golden days to roll on just a little while longer. If you're excited to be alive this morning, why don't you jump on your feet and shout amen like a thunder. Amen. To the indubitable, magnanimous, of course, the great servant of God, our father in the Lord, Papa Steve and Mama Jane. Mensa, we want to thank God for their lives. Thank you so much, Daddy, for the humbling privilege to be a blessing to God's priceless and precious people. And to Papa Stanley and to Mama Martha, I want us to put our hands together and honor our father. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much to every pastor, to every member of the clergy, the board of the presbytery, to every great worker and leader of charismatic evangelistic ministry, to our online viewers this morning, to every fabric of this great commission, God richly bless you. You want to put your hands together for yourselves? Amen. I'm being accompanied by Mrs. Anita Dawson and of course my two chums, Prophet Merrick and Prophet Morris, the two great gentlemen. Let's put our hands together for them. Praise the Lord. Amen. And of course, Pastor Joe is here with me. If you love the Lord and if we stand for kings, let us stand for the reading of God's infallible, unadulterated, unchanging, unchangeable word. If you have your Bibles, go to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, reading from the 7th to the 9th verse. Praise the Lord. Are you in the house this morning? 2 Chronicles 16. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore, can you come back to the verse number 7? Therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Verse 8, were not the Ethiopians and the Lumbians a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen, yet because thou did rely on the Lord, thou did not rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. Verse 9, that is our central text this morning. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the world, the whole world, earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Can we read this together? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Now the prophet speaks it. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. And we want to look at Matthew 6, of course, the theme of Christianity, Matthew 6 from verse 31 to 32 and 33. Very popular scripture that we all are acclimatized and accustomed to. Can we read in concert? Jesus speaking and says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto God. In a very crucial, sensitive, critical time that we find ourselves, it is therefore of great expedience and of great necessity that we pursue God like never before. So for this morning first service, I would like to speak to you quickly the necessity of total, complete, and absolute dedication to God. The necessity of complete, total dedication unto God. Lift your hands and say, Father, speak to me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm literally speaking from my book, Dedication, the Fundamental Proof of Your Walk with God. I have one I did. It's also called The Operability of Faith. And you have to get this manuscript, and it will challenge your faith to soar higher in God. I have what I did beginning of this year, Wisdom Secrets for Maximum Impact. There's one also that is very powerful. They are all outside. It's called Time Use Wisdom. I have, during the breakfast professional meeting, I did one called Relationship Wisdom. And the last time I was here on Tuesday, I spoke from this book, Financial Wisdom. And it will bless your life. My newest is Power to Break Stubborn Curses. And all these are available at the bookshelf. Look at your neighbor and say, it is imperative that we seek and pursue God like never before. With all protocol observed, the objective of our message today is to unravel and underscore why dedication to God in such hour is of great importance. Why is it necessary to know the reason of anything? Why is it necessary to have a detailed understanding about anything? Because understanding is very crucial for undertaking. Understanding fuels determination. If I should know why I should be dedicated to God in such a time as this, then nobody will ever beg me to serve God. Understanding, of course, it also impacts anticipation. Where there is understanding about what it profits to worship God, then I can expect the harvest at any time, any day. I want you to understand this morning that the Lord specifically gave me this word for this house. And I want you to open up your heart to grab and grasp the depth of God's revelation that is being released here today. There are seven things I want you to note. Why is it necessary to be indelibly, unadulteratedly committed, consistent, and wired to God in such a critical moment? Number one, God does not take you serious until you take Him serious. God does not take you serious until you take Him serious. Number two, I'm going to embellish the thought. The devil does not take you serious if you do not take God serious. A man who do not take God serious in such a time as this, his prayers means absolutely nothing to the devil. Number three, God does not have a reason to advertise you if you do not represent Him. God does not have a reason to advertise you if you do not represent Him. No organization will have any business to do with a man who do not have any business to do with them. God will not stand by you in this global pandemic season if you do not stand for Him. Number four, I'm laying my fundamental and theological substratum this morning. Number four, faith for drastic intervention is hindered where absolute and total dedication to God is not on ground. Faith for drastic intervention is hindered where total dedication is not absolute. When a man is not completely wired and dedicated to God, there are things you can't dare. There are realms of power you can't access. There are things you can't ask. And number five, the altar of remembrance, your altar of remembrance, mine altar of remembrance, before God is empty and silent without total dedication to God. There are things we do in such a time as this that speak for us with God. Look at somebody and holler to his face. There are things we do that speak for us. In times of need, there are things we do that speak for us before God. Where there is nothing before God to remember you with, your altar becomes empty. Your altar becomes dry and your altar becomes silent. Nothing is saying anything for you. There are those, before they pray, God has already answered. And these are the five bullets I'm going to be speaking from as pillars that will help us to understand why it is imperative for us to be obsessed with God in a time like this. I want us to zero in to our central text this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. And the Lord speaking to the house of Eli. He tells Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Those that honor me, I will honor. And those that despise me, I, the Lord, shall lightly esteem. God does not take you serious if you do not take him serious. We want to look at that point and I'll expatiate, enunciate, and embellish the thought. Ladies and gentlemen, having to look at this scripture, it means there are those the Lord is saying, their dedication to me is on ground. That their passion for the house of the Lord is not premised on climatic condition. It is not contingent on the happenings and the situational phenomenon of life. God says it means those who are dedicated to me in such a time as this, I am also dedicated to them. And those who are committed to me, committed to my house, passionate about my kingdom logistics, I am also committed to them. But those who are not dedicated to me can never secure my attention. And there are five things I want to tell you from this point. God does not take you serious if you do not take him serious. Number one, God does not do serious business with spiritually unserious people. Look at somebody and holler to his face. God does not do serious business with spiritually unserious people. Show me a person who is spiritually unserious in prayer, in worship, in giving, in soul winning. That person has nothing serious going on between him and his God. If you believe it, shout amen like a thunder. Number two, the place you give to God, the place you give to God in your life determines the place he gives to you in his kingdom, both in time and eternity. The place you give to God in such a time as this. Our world is buffeted. Our world is being struck with a pandemic that has gone viral. We are seeing a recession of the globalization of our economies. We see the stock exchange falling, going up and down. We see a whole lot of mishappenings that placate the end of our times. And the Lord is telling the church of God that in such a time as this, the place you give to me in your life will determine the place I will give to you in time and eternity. So now it is of great necessity for every child of God to get serious with God. The time for us to stop playing church. The time for us to make fun of our Christianity is no more. The time for us to get spiritual and become robust in our dedication to God is now. If you believe it, wave your hands and shout amen like a thunder. Number three, God never honored those who do not value him. And he will never value those who do not honor him. I'm trying to keep the preacher in me surprised this morning. God can never honor those who do not value him. And he will never value those who do not honor him. Prophet Samuel speaking to the house of Eli. So it is the level of your value. It is the level of value you place on God in a time like this that determines the level and dimension of honor he deposits on your life. There are people in our generation struggling to be honored, struggling to be valued, struggling to be esteemed, struggling to be respected. Just respect God with your time, with your life, with your attitude. Just respect God with your lifestyle, and you won't beg anyone to regard you in this world. God honors those who value him, and he values those who honors him. Number four, if God cannot get your attention, then you can never secure his audience. There are people who are too busy for God, too busy for prayer, too busy for church, too busy to patronage and invest into the kingdom. And if God is speaking to you this morning, he says, if I am not on your schedule, then you are not on my program. If God is thinking of what to do for people, you do not come first in his mind because you are too busy for the Lord. If God is not on your calendar in this season, he says you will not be on mine. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Those who have no respect for me, those who have no regard for my kingdom, those who have no value for my house will be of small value in my eyes, saith the Lord. So now, don't struggle for value. Just ensure that you value God and your life will be valued. You will arrive at a realm of value that will amaze you. Number five. If what bothers God does not bother you, then whatever will bother you will never bother God. Can you turn to somebody and just whisper into the person's ears? If what bothers God does not bother you, then what bothers you will never bother God. In a time like this, in our lives, if nothing about God and his kingdom, souls, the needy, reaching out to the lost, bothers you, then whatever bothers you can never bother God. In scripture, there are totems and paradigms and pillars of dedication. And we want to look at scriptural example of those that took God serious and God took them serious. Number one is the centurion. You have a little bit more minutes. The centurion. Luke chapter 7 verse 1 to 6. It gives a detailed, an expressive analogy, description, and definition of the centurion. And this man, now when he had ended all his things in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, Jesus. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Watch this. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy. This man is worthy of whom he should do this for. This man, he is a good man. He deserves it. Look at verse 5. He deserves it. For he loveth our nation, and he had built us a synagogue. Go to the Message Bible. Or the NLT. He loveth our nation and he has built us a synagogue. He says he loves our people. He even built our meeting place. Go to the NLT. He loves our people. For he loves the Jewish people and even built a synagogue for us. Then watch the response of Jesus. Watch the response of Jesus. So Jesus went with them, but just before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I am not worthy of such honor. Go to the verse number 7. I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Jesus took the people Saul's request serious the moment he heard the serious thing the man had done for God. In this season, what have you done for God and his house and his kingdom that will provoke God to act immediately on your behalf? One man built a church for the community, and God took him serious. Hear the principle. Hear this principle. If what touches God touches you, then whatever that touches you will touch God. If the things that touches the heart of God drives you, moves you, like soul winning, giving to the needy, church establishment, church advancement, kingdom advancement, kingdom project, if these things drives you, then whatever touches you anytime will provoke his attention. Beloved, you can command his attention if he can secure your attention. The second example of those that took God serious and God took them serious. Look at our father of faith, Abraham. A man dedicated to God. If you tamper with him, you have died. It's not that you are dead though, you have died. Look at Genesis chapter 20 verse 3. Abraham was the man that God rose to defend when somebody looked for his trouble. Abimelech took Abraham's wife, and God appeared to Abimelech and said, told him, you are a dead man. But that night, God came to Abimelech in a dream and told him, you are a dead man, for that woman you have taken is already married. Look at verse 17 and 18. Watch this. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servant, so they could have children. Verse 18. For the Lord had caused all the women to be infertile because of what had happened with Abraham's wife, Sarah. Why did God move like that on behalf of Abraham? Look at Genesis chapter 12 verse 4. Abraham moved when God spoke. The Lord has spoken unto Abraham to move to from his father's kindred, from his father's house, to a place that God will show him. So Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed. God came, Abraham moved. People came, God moved. You didn't hear that? Look at somebody and tell him, God came, Abraham moved. People came and God moved. Abraham moved instantly when God spoke to him. And when people came and looked for his trouble, God moved. The principle here is this. Your response to God in seasons of quietness determines his response to you in seasons of your turbulence. Your response to God at ordinary times, when there is no trouble, would determine his response to you when you have crisis. What you do with God during normal situations will determine what God will do for you during your trial situations. Which means the principle is your walk with God in times of peace will determine his response to you in times of battles. The second principle here about our father of faith, Abraham, is what you are willing to do for God determines what he is ever ready to do for you anytime. Abraham moved at the speed of light when God spoke. What you are willing to do for God determines what he is ready to do for you at any time. Abraham left everything and moved. He left everything and responded to the instruction of God. He left everything in pursuit of God. Those who live for God, he fights for them. And lastly, and I close on this, the man Moses. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. If you are truly dedicated to God, those who talk about you negatively is God who hears it. It is not your concern to know or hear anything that people say about you. God has already heard it. Look at somebody and holler to his face, God has already heard it. While they were at Hazoret, go to King James, Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses because he had married a Cushite woman. Verse 1 to 3. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Go ahead, verse 2 and 3. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Look at somebody and shout, and the Lord heard it. You are a bit diplomatic this morning. Look at somebody and elbow the person and shout, and the Lord heard it. God came down. Watch this, verse 3. And the Lord, and now the man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. Verse 4. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and Aaron and unto Miriam and said, come out, ye three of you, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. God came down to reply those who had spoken against his dedicated servant. Please note, God goes all out for those who goes all out for him. He says, don't think about what you will eat. I'll preach for 5 minutes and I'll stop. Don't preach. Don't think about what you will wear. Don't think about the clothing. Don't think about where you will lay your head. Don't think about tomorrow. For tomorrow will take care of himself, itself, by itself. But seek ye first the king and its dominion, the kingdom of heaven and its domain, the kingdom of heaven and its logistic and all other things, which means seekers have additionness. Seekers of God have things that are planted and given to them. And in this time, in this season, the Lord sent his man servant to come and decree unto you that if you will negate everything that you see around you and you will pursue God with all your heart, you will love the Lord thy God with your heart, with your soul, with your body, with your mind. And he said, if you go in and all out for me, and I, the Lord, will go all out for you. I don't know whom God sent me to talk to, but there is somebody here today. The Lord told me to tell you that God is jealous for the concern of those who are jealous for the cause of the kingdom. kingdom. If you will pursue God with all your heart, if a man jealously serves God passionately, then God is jealous for such a man. I don't care the mistakes that you have made. I don't care the terrible past that you have. If you will seek God in such a time as this, if you will pursue God like never before, then I came to announce unto somebody, tomorrow by this time, I see the hand of God coming upon your business, the hand of God coming upon your family. If you believe it, wave your hands and shout yes. Look for his trouble. If you will touch anyone, the devil and his mother-in-law cannot touch a dedicated man. Because when you touch a dedicated man, a life committed to God, when you look at our fathers, Papa Steve and Papa Stanley, for the last 40 years, they have indelibly written in the annals of history and registered their heart for God. They have touched many lives through dedication. And the Lord told me to tell you, this is the epitome of Christianity. It is never about us, but it is about God. I came to tell somebody, in 2 more minutes, I'll be out of your way. The Lord told me to tell you that God will always reply the critics of those who are connected to them. Oh, you did not hear what I said. I said God will always reply the critics of those who are connected to him. Those who stand to mock you, leave them for God to reply. Just get serious with God. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, get serious with God. Serve God like never before. Give like never before. Come to church like never before. Pursue God like never before. And leave all your haters to God. He is going to reply them. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, tomorrow by this time, I see God fight your battles for you. Just love on Jesus. Just seek him like never before. Just pursue the Lord like never before. Stay connected to God. Stay dedicated to God. And you will not beg God to defend your cause. If you believe it, wave your hands and shout yes. I feel like preaching in this house. 60 more seconds, I'm out of your way. Give your neighbor an elbow and say, the time has come for us to love the Lord like never before. The other day David said, oh Lord my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, for you have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and suckling have you ordained strength because of your enemies, that you will steal the avenger. David said, when I consider the work of your hands, the moon and the star that you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that you visit? For you have crowned man with glory and has placed all dominion under man to take care of the birds of the air, to take care of the beasts of the field and the fish of the sea. He said, if you will seek me, if you will pursue me, if you will be self-motivated, if you will become an addict of my house, then I will give you dominion. I will bless you in the city. I will bless you outside the city. So I came to stir you up. I came to stir your passion. I came to drive you crazy. Serve God like never before. Pursue God like never before. Become drunk for God. Slap your neighbor as I close this morning. Say, neighbor, let's
Let's go crazy for God. Let's go more for God. Let's go an extra mile for God. Let's go more and more for God. We can do better than this. We can do better than this. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, tomorrow by this time, when the praises goes up, stand to your feet, everyone. Stand to your feet, everyone. It's time to get serious with God. It's time to go the extra mile. Look at somebody and holler, extra mile. Oh, your voice is too diplomatic. Look at someone and say, go extra mile. Oh, that is weak. Slap your neighbor and say, let's go extra mile. If what touches God touches you, then whatever touches you in time. If what bothers God bothers you, then whatever that will bother you will bother him. If there is any prayer you have to pray, help me to serve you well. Because there is no way you will serve him and he will not serve you. Because what you serve serves you. In Exodus chapter 23 verse 25, and you shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your water and your bread. When man serves, God blesses. When man serves, the time has come. Let's go extra mile. Look at someone and say, let's go extra mile. In our kingdom pursuit, in our service in his house, in our giving, in our tithing, let's go extra mile. CM, God sent me all the way from Sprinters to tell you, go extra mile. Go extra mile. With your hands lifted, grant me the grace to serve you, to pursue you with radical faith. Pray that prayer. In 2 minutes, I'm handing over the mic. Pray that prayer quickly. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Kodobo Shadda Bahaya. Pray that prayer right now. Right now. Help me to remain committed. Help me to remain dedicated. Pray that prayer all over the house. All over the house. All over the house. Shadabahaya. Pray that prayer all over the place. Kodabahaya. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Help me to remain committed. Lift your hands. I surrender all to you. Lift your hands everywhere. Everything I give, withholding nothing. Lift your hands. Withholding nothing. I surrender. I surrender all to you. Come on, for everything. Everything I give to you. Lift your hands up. We don't do nothing. Sing now. I give myself away.
Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Soba. Kolobo siaganda.